Clarifying Outcomes. There is a simple but profound principle that emerges from understanding the way your perceptive filters work. You won't see how to do it until you see yourself doing it. It's easy to envision something happening if it has happened before or you have had experience with similar successes. It can be quite a challenge, however, to identify with images of success if they represent new and foreign territory, that is, if you have few reference points about what an event might actually look like and little experience of your own ability to make it happen. Many of us hold ourselves back from imaging a desired outcome unless someone can show us how to get there. Unfortunately, that's backward in terms of how our minds work to generate and recognize solutions and methods. One of the most powerful skills in the world of knowledge work, and one of the most important to hone and develop, is creating clear outcomes. This is not as self-evident as it may sound. We need to constantly define and redefine what we're trying to accomplish on many different levels, and consistently reallocate resources toward getting these tasks completed as effectively and efficiently as possible. What will this project look like when it's done? How do you want the client to feel? And what do you want him to know and do after the presentation? Where will you be in your career 3 years from now? How would the ideal VP of finance do his job? What would your website really look like and have as capabilities if it could be the way you wanted it? Outcome vision can range from a simple statement of the project, such as finalize computer system implementation, to a completely scripted movie depicting the future scene in all of its glorious detail. Here are three basic steps for developing a vision. First, view the project from beyond the completion date. Second, envision wild success. Suspend the yeah, but. And third, capture features, aspects, qualities you imagine in place. When I get people to focus on a successful scenario of their project, they usually experience heightened enthusiasm and think of something unique and positive about it that hadn't occurred to them before. Wouldn't it be great if is not a bad way to start thinking about a situation, at least for long enough to have the option of getting an answer.